Hi, everybody. God bless you all. I'm in my bedroom. My mom occupied the living room. She's watching TV there, but I know it is so much light behind me here, but that's kind of my side yard. So anyway, God bless you all. Thank you for letting me have this opportunity to share once again, twin brother. I love to see each and every one of you. I can't wait till Thursdays. That's such the highlight of my week. Anyway, yeah, so many great things. And God is just working through and through as you let him. I learn each time God put me in situations where I'm like, okay, Father, what's going on here? Lots of trials and tribulation. Well, you know, we live in a fallen world. We kind of almost have to expect it. But I'm so thankful we all have this relationship with our Father, because you go to God. That's what it's all about. You look to God. And each and every one of you tonight who's been sharing has shared. That's like what people are talking about. I'm so thankful because we are all so like-minded about these things. And yeah, this week has been very interesting. Can you believe, you guys? I got locked out of my own phone. I didn't have a phone for like, remember, Lord, we're having a one-on-one and you had to call me. I got locked out. Like Apple was asking for a passcode. Well, gee, I've had this phone for like a year and a half ago. I didn't even know I established a passcode. Anyway, I didn't use it. So I'm locked in. I feel like a prisoner of my own phone. So, okay, Father, what do I do? And I go to, like Apple Store and what have you. They don't tell you. They don't help. They really don't help. So I said, okay, God, I'm in this situation. I need my phone, just like everyone else. I have no internet. I couldn't call out. I just completely got locked out. So anyway, okay, God said, why don't you go to Verizon store? Because I've had AT&T for a long time. Oh yeah, anyway, I need an upgrade. So I go in there and I've had huge expectations. Okay, God, I'm kind of in this dilemma, but I know something, a blessing is going to come out of this. So I go and then I decide, wow, I look at these new phones and they're having all these specials for the holidays, right? Wow. I have an iPhone. I've had the Generation 13 Pro Max. Well, they have a special. If you trade in your phone, you don't have to pay anything. That's exactly what I did. But of course, you know, I don't have my real number right now. I have to go back to AT&T store today so they could put back my original phone number. So I have a temporary right now. So, wow, what a deal. You guys, not only my monthly payment is very, very low, I got it for free. This higher and more updated telephone, they call it titanium. Jeez, what else will they discover next? And I'm just so blessed. I said, see, God, I kind of get put in this situation, but then out of the burden comes the blessing. So, you know, each one of us, we've been talking about all along is look to God, go to God. This world means nothing anymore to me. You know, I used to think, oh, God, I have this problem. It's actually an opportunity for you to keep believing God, to stay trusting and believing. And look at this. Wow, I have a new phone. Merry Christmas, Ethel. This is your Christmas present for you. And I'm just so jazzed, you guys. And then my darn laptop, the keyboard was acting up. Is like dinosaur. I mean, it was taking forever to log in and what have you. But thankfully, look, I said, Father, listen, I need to be in Zoom today. So you're going to have to make this work out. So anyway, I recharge it. It's fully charged now. And then, so last night, you know, it was, you know, yesterday, a couple of days ago, it's acting up. So then anyway, overnight, it got recharged. And I opened it and I went, but yesterday I did minister to it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, laptop, computer, work. Okay. This morning I wake up, I open it. Oh, wow. It was, the keys was installing at me. I got on right away. I mean, it was just, what an amazing, you know, this is why God is such a personal God to us, because anything you want, anything you need, you just ask your Father. Your Father, you know, we're spoiled from Him. But again, see, also what I've been learning, as you activate, as you put Him into action, He will work with you. God will turn on that switch, you know, don't turn it off. Turn it on, and God will be on you. To, you know, that's the time that God can start to work. He says, be still and know that I'm God. When you're still, you're at peace. You can listen better. You know, you're not in this chaotic state where it's like everybody else in this world who's stressed, blah, blah. No, 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 no. Simply go to God. Look to God. So easy. Nothing complicated about that, you guys, right? So anyway, I keep practicing, and I know that God has been promoting me lately because of all the ministering I've done for Edmund, my brother, right? Exercising your power and your authority. You have it, you guys, each and every one of you. After all, you have Christ in you. Let it radiate. Let it shine. Show the world that you are a child of God. And I tell you, I don't even have to ask God about, you know, put me in these situations. Yeah, put people in my life. Also the laborers kind of a thing. You know, I've been praying, of course, just like each and every one of us. That's God's desire. It's also our desire. So you know what? Wait on the Lord. He'll bring them to you. And when they do come, like Sangit and Lore says, they pop like popcorn. Love that. So anyway, when I was gone back and forth Oregon to California, you know, flying in and out. So at work at Costco, they've been like, my God, Ethel, where have you been? And I said, why? We have not seen you. Yeah, I've been, you know, going to California, blah, blah, blah. And they go, we miss you. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, I only work once a week. Kind of, I tell people, well, I just go there to play, so to speak, so I can get away from mom and she can get away from me. I'm at Costco. I enjoy because I meet people. It's my call center, you guys. This is how I meet people. I get to talk about God type thing, you know, and so there's a couple people at Costco saying, why are you always smiling? And I'm thinking, why not? Is there anything wrong? Is that a crime? But you know what? Yeah, this girl, Nicole, she says, you're always smiling and I love it. And I'm thinking, well, it's got to be God. I said, you know, it's Christ in me. And smiling is the best thing. It's nonverbal communication, but it says it all. Because you just radiate and you know you are, like Laura said today, we are ambassadors for God. We are His representative and for Jesus Christ, you know, so let it shine. You know, why not? I know that like I've been challenging my phone and my computer, my laptop, but you know what? Look what happened. I'm so highly favored. I have a new phone. I mean, wow. Top of the line. I didn't even have to pay for it. Again, you know, I think, when God highly favors you like that, you know, like 3 John 2 says, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health when you honor your first fruits. Honestly, you guys, don't even think twice. Because everything around you prospers, your relationship, your finances, just whatever. And now I'm like, okay, God, I am abundantly sharing. And I'm like, I'm so excited how God is going to multiply it tenfold and even more sometimes. Like Ephesians 3:20 style, right? Exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. How good is God? I mean, Lawrence, I know, bless you guys' heart, you've been talking about this. In the beginning, I'm like, oh, wow, my God, why is he always talking about that? Then I put it into action. I did it myself. And I went, wow, look at me. I am just like increasing, abounding, prospering. And now I get to exercise my power, my authority when I minister to my brother. Now I see what it means. But, you know, go do it. And God will show you. Again, you need to turn on God so he can turn on you. Activate it, you guys. This is the way that God's going to work with you. And once you let go and let God, don't be God Jr., okay? Don't be trying to do his job. That's God's job. We simply relax, chillax, chill and relax, because he's going to do it for you and with you. And it's just so amazing. And each and every one of you guys here, you're hot, man, when you're sharing, because, you know, it encourages me. It inspires me. It wants me to go to God more. And each time my faith in my confession, the level just go up and up. And I'm like, now these days it's like, okay, that's a challenge. So what? My God's going to take care of me as long as I go to him first and foremost. I mean, things come. And you know, I know that when you put God first, you know, you have that peace. You have that joy. You don't have to worry. Be anxious for nothing. For what? It is just the devil nitpicking at you. Well, he's a defeated foe, right? He can't do nothing because you are a child of God and you are an obedient child. You go to him. That's what I've been doing. All I know is, no questions asked. I go to you directly, Father. It is you. It is you who come, you know, I do come up smelling like roses, but we glorify you. You, God, you are the one who gets glorified here. It's all about you, not me. So people, you know, sometimes, well, they scratch their head. Wow, how did that happen? And I said, well, it has to be God. It has to be God. So, yeah, I'm so blessed, you guys, with my new phone. State of the art. Ooh, Generation 15 Pro Max. I mean, one push of a button. But anyway, I'll be wiser. Now that I have my passcodes, I will tattoo it on my chest so that I don't forget. Oh, anyway, being challenged technologically. But, you know, you make mistakes, you forget whatever, but you are learning. Same thing with God, you know, and when he tells you something, you do it. You don't question God. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You just simply go for it. And with God, you know, there's no mistakes. He wants you prosperous. He wants you have that more than abundant life. It's written all over the word, right? Claim those promises they're in. There's over 900 promises. And in our lifetime, we probably can't claim all of them. But in the meantime, you know, like I said, Ephesians 3:20, exceedingly abundantly and above all that we ask or think. I mean, that's three promises in one verse. God is just so gracious, so good. You know what F.A. was talking about? I know he was probably thinking, oh, well, why am I feeling like this? Like God is showing him and teaching him. Okay, F.A., my child, I'm showing you. That's fine. You ask questions. He couldn't quite pinpoint what it was. But sometimes I get into those modes and then I just like renew my mind. I know there's a reason, Father. I know why I got locked it out of my phone. But look at the reward. Get a new phone. I didn't even have to pay for it, you know. And I said, yeah, God, I see it. I'm going to question you. I just know that I know. Whatever you do in my life, you're just going to bless me. Bless when I come in, bless when I come out. So I'm so thankful, you guys. And update on my brother Edmund, he's now in what's called skilled nursing facility. He is out of the hospital and he is going to get extensive rehabs. So that's a good thing. And bless his heart. Remember, one of the things that I ministered for is that calcium level because of the over-secretion of the parathyroid. And we opted out in that surgery. Wow, best decision ever. There was such a revelation between me and my daughter. And, you know, we said, no, we're not going to have surgery for Edmund. Why? You know, so right after the doctors talked about it, I went to minister to my brother. And, you know, that day, the count was 16. Normal is 11. Today, you guys, I just checked with the nurse. 10.3. Normal as normal can be. Yeah, God is good. He's simply showing, you know, I mean, maybe it doesn't take overnight sometimes, the prayers, but God's already working it. And that's what we have to believe and trust, that God is the most powerful one. All you have to do is simply request. Tell him. He knows your heart. God wants us all blessed. So why worry? Why be anxious? Just like the rest of the world. No, 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 no. And I'm just so blessed and happy. Like at my workplace, you know, they tell me, oh, you're always smiling. Like sometimes they ask, why do you have to smile all the time? And why not? Should I be sad and pout? You know, I just love it. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So, yeah, I mean, each step, each day, you guys, I'm just growing in leaps and bounds, just like you guys, because I ask our daddy, Dad, what have you want me to do today? Oh, so I don't understand most of the time, but then in the end, when it all boils down to, he just shows you, you know, that, yeah, you learn, but, you know, our daddy is so tender and sweet and so loving, and you just have to, say that to yourself, and you know, that love and tenderness and sweetness just infuses in you. And why not? Why not go that way? The world won't offer that, but our Father does. And each time as we go to Him every day, every moment of today, you know it's going to be sweet. You know it's going to be tender. It's all nothing but love. You know, yeah. We have an amazing God. How great thou art. So anyway, yeah, that's my sharing, you guys. Have a blessed week. I'm going to go to the AT&T store now so I can retrieve my old original phone number. I sure love you guys. And you are all God's very best. Mwah.